welcome to FTH Beyond Marvel Strike Force Edition. I am the Rock Out Podcasting, Charles McFall, and I'm coming in kind of hot tonight, it sounds like. It looks like rather on the stream. So, hey, everybody. Kurt is out sick this evening. He is, he is down for the count, I guess. I know he didn't stream on Monday, and he hit me up tonight saying he's still sick, and I sent him a meme from South Park saying, you can quit faking. We got a substitute teacher. It's all right. So, yeah, I'm going to be riding this beast by myself. And I found a great GIF of it. And, choosy moms choose GIFs of a helicarrier. So that's what's on our social media right now. So that's out there. Apocalyptic Pants. Hey, yeah. So I'm excited. I've already heard that Ghost Rider is the new Blitz, and I'm excited. I've got something special in store for the podcast and the stream tonight. So yippee, skippy. I need more Ghost Rider shards. I need it bad. So I'm so stoked to see that. Now, actually, before I get stupid excited, let me go back. I got to see how many shards I need. Let me see which type of Blitz this is. This one where everybody gets shards or just, is it ranking? Yeah, ranking. Okay, it's the one where everybody gets shards. So I'm gunning for 55 shards, which is the top 1% to 2%. Man, I really would love to break that 101 to 2,000 ranking on that just because I've never quite pulled that off yet. But that's what I'm going to be shooting for. I'm going to work this one. I did work the Falcon one pretty well. Let's see what I got on Falcon. Let's see, we got 50% more gold from campaigns in the next 24 hours. Awesome. That's cool. Devil's Pat. Yeah. Man, that's cool artwork of Ghost Rider doing his thing. Block Party's coming back soon. So I should be pretty solid there. You made his 1% to 2% for Falcon. That's what I'm hoping for. Damn it. I already see it. I got 6% to 10%. Man, I was shooting for that 1% to 2%. I missed it. I missed that mark. And I nailed almost 3 million in points. New Team Up Tales episode is up, so you can watch that. And Yo-Yo. I did enjoy playing with Yo-Yo in the Black Bolt. Man, I'd love to get Black Bolt. I really would. It's just so tough. I don't have I just don't have Asgardians that I need. And Black Bolt, he looks so solid. And honestly, I'm going up against a ton of Ultron teams. So, 5.2 million pants. Just go ahead, pants. 5.2 million is what he pulled to get. Man, that's heavy duty there. Let's see what I ultimately got. 2.4 million. So lower than I thought I did. So 2.4 million put me at 6 to 10. And 5 point whatever million is in the 1% to 2%. Ooh, that these numbers are moving higher and higher. I know at one point if you got 2 million, you'd score pretty well in these things in these blitzes. So what's up, Sid? Man, you got the coolest emotes too. I gotta go buy. I'm just gonna go buy some emotes for our channel just because I don't have the artist flair and. I love seeing cool stuff like that, so I need to go and invest some of our coffers there. Let me knock out some of these basics that I need to do. I've been making sure to stay on my lanes, and that's an emote that I need somebody to make for me. I don't know how to do that. Well, I want an emote that's just shouting, do your lanes, and put that in. I think that'd be hilarious because that's been a thing from the beginning here on FTH Beyond. Oh, so good. So good. Oh, I did get a decent Asgardian team. So I made sure Sin to throw those into defense before this war started. So hopefully that'll help out. So that gives me a Coulson defensive team and, War was weird, man. War was weird. I busted a team out. Oh, Nicole. Okay. I think technically, yeah, well, we'll have to look into that because I'd love to have one if we could. I know on the night we launched it, I used my big team to bust open some doors and I took up some stuff. But then I think the next day I just got stupid busy. So I know I didn't do a whole lot of attacks on war, I don't think, on that one. I don't know. I mean, I know I got in there and did something, but it wasn't as much as I wanted. So, but we won, right? I think. I don't remember. I know I saw stuff on. Let's just lock it in. Stupid Ultron. Blaster for kids. I'll go ahead and just tell you, I am going to finish my run on Fear of the Darkness tonight. My first run through will be completed this evening. I'm going to knock it out live on stream and on podcast. I'm very excited about that. I'm just going to run this battle because I need to get it done for the day. So, oh no, Sin, are you kidding me? You know what, Sin? My text machine never went off. I don't get all the things from Reddit. Not Reddit. Why did I say Reddit? I don't know. I don't get all the stuff from Discord. Seriously, we lost by 20 freaking points? That's horrible. Now I feel really shitty, man. I mean, I've been busy this week. We're first week back at the school, and you know how things go when you've been gone for 2 weeks, and yeah, and the whole school's been shut down. But I'm trying. I'm definitely trying. That honestly, that pisses me off that we lost by 20 points. I think I could have gotten in and knocked that out. You probably can't go back and see or have it. Maybe you have it tracked down. How many battles did I do in that last war? I don't know. Hey, I got 69 orbs to open, so I think it's a good number to start opening. You know what? I have not looked at the offers too much this week. If they throw me a whale deal on Black Bolt, I might just have to stoop it up and spend it because Black Bolt just looks so like I need them right now, you know? And going through the missions are not going to do it. I'm just kind of speeding through the offers right here to see if there's anything that I actually want to get, like energy or the 10 for 10 or anything like that. So I know you already answered, but I just want to read it. Sin made me feel bad. His job's done. He's out. Which FDH alliance would be 100 U6 three times a week, U7 30%, 60% Greeks equivalent? Alpha, Behemoth, Prometheus. Oh, we're knocking out sevens. I know we're doing it at least twice a week. I didn't realize we were doing three. The rest of that stuff I absolutely knew. And when I see seven, I make sure to try extra hard to get in there and do that. Civil War is very war focused. Great bunch of guys over there though in Civil War. So Apostolic Pants. See, I always try to throw extra consonants in there. I don't know why. Are you in an FDH alliance at all right now? I'm thinking you're not, but I don't know. People, so many names come and go. We have, six or seven under our brand now? It's hard to track all the comings and goings. I know Alpha just got hold tonight. I want to say they got their last member in tonight. I saw that come across the Discord notifications. So there's that. But, man, we went up. I think I talked about this last week. Woo, 20 Heimdall shards. I dig it. I dig that really good. We went up a pants a Hulk team, and it's like, yeah, no, not going to happen. Seven. We got seven teams underneath the brand. So, Apostolic, if you're in one of the FDH teams, I wouldn't know. We have so many there that, things come and go. But no, you say you're not so good. Getting a Discord. Thank you, Nicole. Thank you for handling the Discord. And on the podcast, that is discord.gg/V as in Victor, B as in Boy, 9, U as in Umbrella, lowercase E as in Edward, Z as in Z, and E as in Edward. So you can join the Discord there. And that's how you do it. That's why she's asking. That's how you do it, how you know their slots and what's going on, is you can be in the Discord without being in the Alliance, which is another reason I have a hard time tracking names. It's because not everybody who's in our Discord is in the Alliances. It's more of a community there. Oh, so you're in the Discord for him. So you're there. Okay. So, yeah, just you can put out some feelers. Yeah. You know, there's always good teams. But those are the three. Behemoth, Alpha, and Prometheus. And he thinks that Prometheus might be. Thank you, Nicole. That will be fantastic to put on the stream info. Mega Orb time. Meow, meow, meow. I just pulled what somebody else pulled in our group, 100 rocket shards. My rocket record is 1,000% maxed out. I got one Colossus and two Vulture. Okay. There's that. Oh, that's a cool feature. So we have a recruit channel in our Discord. And if you do exclamation point and openings, you'll find out who's got openings. That's really nifty. I like that feature. Well, it looks like I'm going to be opening a few Ultimus shards tonight, because that was a lot of duplicates just dropped in. Man, I'm on the dupe train tonight. I'm doing the mass openings of everything, and it's just getting okay stuff, basically. But Kurt, yeah, the weather's got Kurt down. I don't know. He's definitely under the sickness watch this week. I'm not even sure if he streamed Sunday night. I don't know when he really fell ill. But he hit me up early tonight and was like, yeah, I can't make it. And you know he's sick. He's not even here trolling me. So, yeah, he likes to do that. He'll jump in and type stuff in the chat room. You know, I didn't even open Zoom because he said he wasn't going to be here. I didn't even open Zoom to see if he's going to do that. So here comes my Ultimus open. All right, 15 Black Widow. Not too shabby. I mean, I got a lot more of her to go. But, I mean, that's yet another thing, right? When are we going to get yet another Black Widow run of anything? I mean, it's been forever, other than the shards here or there that you can open, that we've had any kind of blitz or anything. And I definitely think it's due time. 15 Vision. Nice. But it's definitely due time to get, 15 Black Panther. That's also nice. That we get, we it's time. It is time that we get a Black Widow Blitz run or something. I mean, she deserves it. I hope they don't wait so long that they're waiting for the movie to come out, because that it's barely in pre-production right now. That no cool, man. Let's see, in my Red Stars, I have got something to open here. It's a 4 red star open. Sesame. And I got a 5 red star. What are you? I forget. He's the Merc. Not let me click on it. He's a mercenary riot guard. I think that is. So I upgraded to 5 stars there. All right. Yeah, it's a mercenary riot guard. So he's going up from 31K to 38K, wow. That's not too shabby. That'll help out in my Merc run for sure when I'm getting the gold. All my red dots, by the way, all these red dots are, I got a bunch of orange octagons there. So I'm not really sure who to power up. So I'm just going to let it sit for a minute. Is what I'm going to do. Ghost Rider Motorcycle Hero. Oh, look at that. Shield Operative's going up a star. Shield Op is up to 6. Not too shabby. I can dig it. But that's not who I'm looking for. Name the singer and the movie that song was in. Ghost Rider Motorcycle Hero. It's a good one. It's not the Ghost Rider movie. I'll tell you that. Pretty sure it's not a Ghost Rider movie. Supernatural. Give me Supernatural, because I scrolled right past Ghost Rider. So let me pull up that. All right. I'm at 51 out of 80 on my Ghost Rider. So if I can pull down another 50, well, actually, really technically 30 will do it. But if I can pull down 50, that'll get me one more star and on my way to the next star. So pattern holds. He'll do his blitz. Then there'll be a break, and then he'll come back next week. And then it's the hard shards to get those. I got a lot of orbs open over here on the blitz. I've been getting lots of orbs. I tell you, I'm really enjoying this game. I'm really enjoying being in, doing all the things you can do, getting all the free stuff. I probably harp on it too much, but man, this game was going the way of the Twin Towers, man. It was heading towards the ground fast, and they fixed it. They pulled up, and it is a phenomenal game. It is a great game. Actually, I wanted to collect. I don't want to collect those. I want the Mystic Gear. That's the one I want. I want to open up Mystic Gear. What's up, Baloney Ninja? Yeah, Yo-Yo's next. He's not a new character. So he only gets the one. He only gets the one run. That's, well, at least everybody gets shots at shards. And I was just thinking the other day, it's like we needed something with Ghost Rider because waiting until next October is dumb to go that long on it. Do we know what level Yo-Yo opens up at? Being at a blitz, that if I play a solid blitz and get a decent percentage, that I will get her guaranteed, or is it going to be tough? The Black Widow movie is done. You're right. Well, just because the trailer's out doesn't mean it's done, but it has been filmed some. April release. All right. Well, look at your Google Foo working for you. Still, do you want them? I mean, it's close enough that it wouldn't be the end of the world, but do you want them to wait till April to do a Black Widow event? I don't. Oh, man. Lots of Mystic Gear, Purple Gear. I could use some Mystic Orange Gear. But, yeah, there we go. No, find it. Click the wrong stupid button. Let's get out of here. So, yeah, I like the rework of the Blitz. Let's jump into Dark Dimension. Dark Dimension 2. You know, as hard as it is to remember Fear versus Enter the Darkness, which one's which, I typically can work that out better. And then one or two, I don't know. One and two has not landed in my brain to refer to it mentally as that. So 45. So yeah, I'll get Yo-Yo on the Blitz. I thought she was really fun to play with. And the thing is, I don't do it on when I first do a playthrough of these special campaigns and these special events. I don't do times anything. So it's a times one. So she disappears when she attacks. So I can't even imagine on times three how fast she freaking moves. I loved how they did that. I absolutely loved how they worked that out. That was great. It was a lot of fun there with the graphics. And she was tough. She was fun to play with. I did not really expect that. Just the mechanics of that character could have gone sideways so fast, right? It could have been a crappy character, and she's not. She's a lot of fun. I just really wish I had the wherewithal to have gotten the Asgardians all the way where they needed to be to get Black Bolt. But, you know, when he comes back in the fall or whenever it is, hopefully I'll be ready then. And I'm assuming, you know, I haven't read anything or done anything. I'm just assuming that that's what will happen is that he'll cycle back around at one point. You know, I said that I was going to finish Darkness 2 tonight. I think I, because only like 1.2 million left. I've been doing on average 5 million in damage with this team alone. So mathematically, I was like, yeah, you know, I'm going to finish this. Now that I'm in the middle of Darkness 2, fighting this out with three enemies remaining, in the back of my mind, I was like, am I really going to finish it tonight? I need to make sure Minerva stays alive, and we'll be okay if she can stay on her feet. That'll be awesome. I'm doing all right, though. smashed. Now I'm down to two. I got Venom and I got the Mercenary Lieutenant, both less than half health. And I've got full health on my team. Minerva is the best, though. I got to tell you. Okay, so Star-Lord was hurting. Rocket was almost dead. Groot was almost dead. Minerva was almost dead. Nick Fury was hurting. And now everybody's back to full health. It is a beautiful thing. Oh, I want to show you my Mengar team. I changed up the formation because I came across it in an arena battle. I came across a different formation for the Mengar team. And I liked it. We were equally strengthed up, basically equally leveled and whatever. And they took me out pretty fast because it changed up where Thanos was. So it's cool. I don't spend much, but I bought Hela and Sif orbs with my saved cores and got close enough that one offer for each got me 5 stars. Man, that's probably what I should have done. Yeah, it's a thin line. You know, it's a fine line to walk there, right? Of yeah, Dark Phoenix is going to be phenomenal, but is she really a game changer? And in this case, because now I'm at that point where I'm fighting Ultrons all the time and losing most of the time when I go up against them in Blitz or Arena or wherever, that, hey, there it is. Darkness 2 is completed. First run through. Look at that. Look at all the orange mats. Now, there's two specific orange mats that I'm looking for right now. There's some great stuff. They don't do the single-use mats, do they? God damn it. The specialty ones. Because I need the guacamole dip and the palladium. And neither one of those are here. Oh, I didn't. Oh, I needed the blast. So I think I'm about to push up Punisher. And Ultron, new recruit. Ha, so good. But, yeah, finishing that thought about fine line. I just got so many Ultrons that Black Bolt being the one that takes them down is just a killer thing. Oh, Nicole, that is a cool emote. I dig it. And then Expanse, I appreciate the congratulations there. I'm going to play with this fool. I'm going to level the crap out of him right now and get him up to 60. I'm getting him up to 60 with what I have on board. So I'm going to jump him up to 60 right now. And now I'm going to spend a minute. Oh, wait, I forgot. There's a good quality of life there. Equip all. I forgot about that. So on your upgrade, on your gear tiers, if you've been going through too fast, if you have the ability to put on all 6 pieces of gear or whatever gear you have remaining. He's number 1 on my list right now. He'll get every resource I have until he's 75, gear tier 13, yeah, whatever. Now, when you say max him out, are you talking about 7775? Or is there, because I haven't looked at his powers. Is there a power that I shouldn't mess with? But I interrupted my own thought. Oh, I got to do these. That's why I wouldn't equip all. I got to do these now. But the thought is when you're doing the gear, if you have the ability to do all the gear at once, then you can. Oh, yes, everything. Okay, cool. That's so easy. I hate trying to remember. Oh, I can do this power all the way up, but not that one. Right now I have all the stuff. Oops, I clicked the wrong button too fast or something. That I'm going to 6664 immediately. I've got into level 60 and I'm about to, I think I can get them up to gear tier 9 or 10. Dang it, I keep clicking too much. I don't need to find tier 4 materials. Thank you. Villain tech allies have 2 positive effects for a long. Wow. Now, Sin, you know I'm going to be coming to you, knocking on the door Saturday morning or something. That I'm going to need some help building teams. Crap, did I really use all my blues? And you know how long it's been since I've had to farm for blue gear? Holy crap balls. Well, I know where my power cores are going to go to. Energy and refreshing to get these things up. Oh, man. Holy cow. All right. So I've burned a lot of my blue mats without realizing it. And so that's going to take me a minute. So That's what I'm doing right this second, is I'm making sure that I can get him up past these blues so I can get back into the actual farming of what I need. I know I probably used a decent amount getting my Asgardians up, because I did play the Asgardian milestones. You know, I made sure that I used my Asgardians to open up the U6 runs of the raids, and of course they were my only team in arena for a hot minute. So I'm sure I used it. It's one of those things where you don't use it and you collect it so much that it's surprising when it's gone. It surprised me. But yes, this is so good. It's been a long time coming. And Kurt's gonna blame the sickness. You know he is. You know it. Bye. I whooped his ass getting to that finish line. Because why? Because I love the darkness. That's why. I absolutely love that game mode. And I think, like I said, I think Punisher was the one needing, it's either Punisher or Magneto. One of those two were needing those orange mat explosive blasts. And thank you, Murphy 3. And I imagine I'm about to pump up another tier gear 13 here in just a moment. Oh, farming is for Farmville, but it is necessary. Let's start back here. Refresh, win. Although they're generous on the blues. You know how many times I've farmed purple mats, and it's like, ugh, I didn't even pull one in that whole run. You know, that's crap. So the blues have been basically, as long as I spend the energy, I'm getting what I need. So that's cool. Oh, I'm so excited. You don't understand. Hit the wrong button. I am so excited about finally having Ultron. I'm going to build that. I'm going to follow Sin's advice. I'm going to look up stuff online, so on and so forth, and find out what the best Ultron team is. And that's going on defense for war, for the very next war. Because I'm sure he's good for other stuff too, but that's where he belongs. I've been pushing up Coulson as well. I've been pushing Coulson up the hill. I've got a good war defense with him as well right now. So, I use stuff, you know, some resources on him. So while fresh out of the box, I'm not going to have a maxed out Ultron. I'm going to have a damn good one, it looks like. If I can get past tier gear 6. I was not anticipating needing this many spiked balls. It's a lot of one resource that he wants. I'm into the hundreds on the course. I might have to wait to finish powering him up, but it's not too far away. Drax, Hand Sentry, Mantis, work well with Ultron on War Defense. Okay. Yeah, Drax is not on War Defense right now. I don't think Hand Sentry is either, or Mantis. So, cool. I can definitely put those together. I think I've used up most of my good refreshes on stuff. So close. Nope. That's not what I wanted. All right, because I think spending 100 cores on a refresh when 50 will do is kind of a bad spend. So I'm not going to do that. But it is frustrating to have to wait. Basically, protectors and healers. Awesome. Almost got on a tier gear 7. So irritated. But apparently I picked up some training chips. So I can get him up to 63 now. So that's what IB's doing. Oh. I'm still at 13.98 million in gold. So I'm doing all right. Okay. Well, let's take this bad boy I need to check my roster. I want it filtered by gear tier. Captain Marvel, I'm slowly working on some. Is it not Magneto? No, Magneto needs a palladium. That's ugh. Yes, it is here. Oh, okay. Now I do have a question on the palladium. Okay, so I just bought it. Let me see how close I am, because it's not just him. I can gear tier 13 Magneto, right? And he's a good first line attack. But then once he runs through his attack, it takes a hot minute from the refresh. Let's see. Where am I on Doctor Strange? Doctor Strange is not. So Doctor Strange is not close enough. So I'm not going to worry about that to go to gear tier 13. But Doctor Strange is on the edge of gear tier 13. But not, I mean, right now I can take Magneto, but I think Drax is, nope. Drax is the guacamole. That's right. So it's Doctor Strange and it's Magneto. So I will ask a question. I will wait for the response. Should I wait on Doctor Strange to farm his stuff up and give him the palladium and make him gear tier 13, or just knock out Magneto right here tonight? I'm leaning towards Magneto without a doubt. What's up with Juggs? What's going on here, Juggernaut? You're solid. I just need to put some good stuff on you. I'll wait on that too. Let's see. I'm looking for Punisher, because I think Punisher is who I needed. Yep, Punisher was the one needing the explosions. I had all his single use. I just needed a stupid explosion. So here goes. Bat boys, what you gonna do? Punisher's gonna come for you. I can't sing. Sin, you're not recommending either right now. Okay. Well, I did Punisher one because he's kind of a standalone as far as what he needs. And I'd need a fifth because I want to run through, even though it's not great. I'll show you what my team's right now in Dark 2. I can't look at it. I got to wait 24 hours to look at it. It won't show you the right teams if I look at it in Dark Dimension 1. But basically now with Punisher going up to tier gear 13, now I have that massive team that you just saw me use, right, with Nick Fury, Minerva, Star-Lord, Groot, and Rocket. Then I have a backup team to just whittle down some more damage, and that's going to be Pyro, Hulk, Iron Fist, Punisher, and, man, I cannot remember who the fifth is off the top of my head right now. Pants is saying, I'm doing no one until we get an idea who works best in Dark Dimension 3 other than my U-17s. Now, do we even have an idea of what Dark Dimension 3 is going to be? If Dark Dimension 2 is Tier Gear 13, is Dark Dimension 3 going to be 6 red stars? Is it going to be level 80? I mean, what are we thinking here? As far as requirements, because Dark Dimension 1 is, come on, scroll over, you butt face. 6 stars. So Dark Dimension 1 is 6 stars. Dark Dimension 2 is Tier Gear 13. Dark Dimension 3, you're thinking Tier Gear 14. Sin saying Tier Gear 13, 3 separate teams. Yeah, I don't know, man. Waiting is hard. They want my feedback. Write us and leave a review. I might just do that. Oh, I didn't mean to do that. I didn't mean to, whatever. I might just go back in the red. Where's the best place for me to test run this Ultron and have fun with it? Oh, let me make sure I advance the Alliance. Done. Where am I in advanced alliance? Blitz with Hawkeye. Okay. Sweet. God, I'm excited. All right, let's make us a new team, boys. Get out. Ulti. I need you. I guess I should have looked at his power level, so I have an idea what neighborhood he's sitting in as I'm scrolling through. I think I'm out of passing because I don't think he's 20. Oh, he is. He's only 20 grand in power. All right, so there's him, Hawkeye, Shield Trooper, and two others. Okay. Man, we really need a quality of life thing where we can, on selecting our squad, where we can find, you know, Avengers and this and that and the other. Where's my Shield Troopers up towards the top? Because he's six red stars. And then he said just two others. And I think he said Drax earlier. He said was a good one. And Mantis was a good one. So let's try them. Drax is at the top. Let me go get Mantis. There she is. You know, it's sad when Mantis is even stronger than Ultron. That was piss poor planning on my part, everybody. All right. Let's go. Okay, this is the brand new Blitz, so it's not going to be the best of trials because, you know, I can auto-win a Blitz for a day and a half before I actually have to start fighting it. But I am excited. Let's go do this. Ah, so fun. Man, I hate that. Why? Why do I have to have a slowdown on Dark Dimension? Why can't I jump right back in? Oh, yeah, I don't want to speed through this. I want to watch all the painfully slow animations. All right, let's see. We've got, I'm powering up my ultimate, which is attack primary for 620%. Jesus Christ. That's a lot of damage. This ability deals double damage against targets with defense up, gains one energy ability per positive effect on self. Then I can use, which I'm going to summon, 2 to 3 Ultron minions at 300% normal damage and 100% normal health. Apply defense up to self and all Ultron minion allies for 2 turns. Then his regular attack is attack primary target for 270% damage, steal 2 positive effects, clear taunt, and the passive. If health is full at the start of match, revive once with 50% of this character's health. Wow. I knew he was a beast, but damn. On kill, this character and all villain tech allies have 4 positive effects prolonged by a duration of 1. And I'm assuming that the minions are tech villain as well, perhaps. All right. Mantis with her Jedi Force there. I miss you, Crossbones. You've been one of my favorites for a long time in this game because you come out of the gate super powerful, great early on addition, and while you're decent still in the high levels, you're just not a meta breaker. Although shooting you in the face was pretty boss. Look at those positive effects. How about some more effects? Oh, look at that. How about some more effects? Oh, look at that. Oh, now you would think, and I have had it be handy. I'm not going to waste that on you. I'm going to blow. Oh, yeah. Well, you get a slap in the face. I'm not using my big one on Crossbones there. Now, why Hawkeye, Zen? Why Hawkeye with Ultron? What does he help do? Let's see. But, yeah, I have used, with some success, I have been able to use Doctor Strange against some Ultron teams because you can flip it. It helps. It's not great, without a doubt. It's just not that great. Ultron's just a boss. Although the videos from, you know, blast that medic out, 48 grand, sweetness. I watched the video of Black Bolt and how he makes Ultron beg, and they use a little burning helmet at the end. It's really, really cool. Yeah. But Ultron, man, he's only 19 grand in hell in power right now, rather. And Ultron's a boss. I like it. I like it a lot. I'm going to build that defensive team. I'll have that defensive team ready before Saturday's launch. I'll get it in. That'll give us one more extra bonus node to help slow people down. Oh, so good. So good. Suck it, Kurt. Oh, man. Let's see what else is going on. I like it. I like it a lot. Always. I love these milestones. You get so much good stuff out of the milestones. And the higher level you get, or the better, rather, you do in your power of your teams, the easier these milestones are just to claim and knock out. So good. I've knocked out two achievements today. Hawkeye's abilities line up really well with Ultron's timing-wise. Okay, cool. I just like to know. Oh, yeah. I get my special purple ring to go around my face. Thank you for showing that off. Spending gold. Now, I know there's another one. Actually, let me go back into achievements. What is it, 11 times? No, 3 times. I got to do 3 times. And then after that, I think it's 10 times. So, yes, I'm just going to keep running through this because it is indeed my favorite of all time modes in this game. 810. Man, I hate that y'all told me to wait on the tier gear 13. You're right. I'm listening, but it's like Christmas. It's like I got a tier gear 13. I can open it right now. Why are you making me wait to open my presents? I don't like it. But it's cool. It's fine. I don't do the code diving, so I don't know anything about what might be coming up. Man, I'm getting a lot of Kingpin tonight. I dig that. Oh, there's more Black Widow. 216, now 300 shards on Black Widow. Slowly but surely. Moving up that ladder. I'll have a 7-star Black Widow, or that's 6-star Black Widow before you know it, which means, you know, next year at the rate they're dropping it. Just opening up some orbs. I can make that stuff wait. You know what, is Ultron any good in arena? Should I ultimately build an arena team for him? Because obviously he'll go Alliance War on defense. On defense. Now we're going up against Extreme Team. Nobody really watches me live. So I'm not saying nobody, but the odds of somebody from Extreme Team seeing our military layout on Wars is slim to none here. So I'm going to look, see if I need to boost anything. Now they're going slow. Yeah. I think we're good on holding them off right now. I am in the cargo bay. Yes. So, you know, I got an okay symbiote team for defense. Okay, not a little subpar, a little bit of subpar Kree team there. Summoners team, basically, is all that is. Got going on there. And then there's my Coulson team right in the middle, slow people down. And it's 281K. And I got Coulson teamed up with Ms. Marvel, Captain America, Shield Trooper, and Shield Medic. And then I got my Mutants team just because I needed a place to put them, and it was a decent powered team. And then I got the, I don't know, that's the buffet team. It's Korath the Pursuer, which actually Korath probably would do better on my Kree team, honestly. But Korath the Pursuer, Ant-Man, Wasp, Night Nurse, and Storm. It's just kind of random. A hand team just for some synergy, and then there you go. Even though it's only 120, it's still an okay Asgardian team there on my defense. So working on it. I'm always working on it, always pushing it up the hill. Ultron Phoenix is a meta in arena until Inhumans take over. Okay, good. Top 10 in arena since I got Ultron. All right, wow. All right, well, that's good to know. I'm glad to hear it. Okay, where's the marker? Med bay. All right, I can take out the med bay. Maybe. 320 boosted. But my so okay, this is how my men guard team's laid out, right? Normally, Thanos is in the middle with Minerva behind him and Rocket. Star-Lord's off to one corner. Groot's off to another corner. I came across this layout through an arena team. I think it was either arena or blitz. I think it was arena. And again, we were fairly evenly matched. At 350K is what I'm at with that team. And four out of five of those are tier gear 13s. And so I laid mine out just for the podcast people. I laid mine out Groot, Rocket, Star-Lord's in the middle, then Thanos behind Star-Lord and Minerva. And what I've seen is, ooh, that's a good meta, Murphy. Mags, Jugs, Vision, Ultron, and Phoenix. Is that your team? Because I could do that team, and that team sounds fucking awesome. I am Dal taking arena team applications. Thumb your stuff. Palladium is for Magneto, Strange, Daredevil, Rocket, Cable. Well, yeah, I already got Rocket up, Cable, a few others. I think I'm going to lean towards you, Sin. I think I'm going to lean towards you guys and hold off on the 13th. Murphy, I am going to run that team here next. Thank you for that. That sounds like a beast of a team. But, yeah, so right now I'm going to try to take out this war team. They're at 320K standard layout of the Mengar team with a boost. But it is the last node on this one, and I'm fairly certain at 350K, I've got a good chance of taking this thing down. So we're going to see. Damn it. All right. I'm going to do that. And it worked. Oh, come on, Groot. You fucking revive when I don't need you to, but you don't revive when I do need you to. Your death still gave me some bonuses. I'll take it. Pants is saying using the same team as Murphy, and I can beat any team up to first. Woo! Use Mag Special on the opposing Ultron to prevent stealth. It's like a whole new day, man. I dig it. It's just game changer, right? Then I figured the ability block with Vision. I have used that actually against Ultron in the past. Prevents Ultron's summon. Yeah. Yeah. That's how I actually I got through some blitzes. Dude, you're not wrong. That should be you need to make some kind of tag with that for your channel. Welcome to Marvel Strike Force 2.0. You should make you an emote or a tag or something. Was he blinded? Did I miss? God damn it. I missed that he was blinded. Dummy me. Talking too much and reading. But yeah, actually, there was some arena battle or something. Obviously, it wasn't darkness because I don't have vision in darkness. You see what I did there? That's not what I meant, though. But yeah, it's like, okay, I got to stop this thing. So I used vision to stop them. And I think I actually did just this skeleton hybrid team and did Doctor Strange with them as well. So when he did summon and all those bonuses went out, Strange flipped them. And that helped me win that battle. But I am definitely, as you're going to see in arena, I'm nowhere near top anything. I think I'm in the 800 range. I haven't been in the 600s in a while. The meta just kind of power creeped me a little bit. Because I was in the 600, high 600s, low 700s. I only play roughly two battles a day because it doesn't benefit me. But if I can really start chunking up and getting the top 100, top 50, where I'm going to actually change the rewards. And that's really why I haven't pushed it, as I really haven't had the ability in the teams to change the rewards on the arena team, so I don't have the motivation to do it. And it does look like I am going to take down this team. I'm down to Groot and Rocket with all my people standing, and Groot's going to heal right there, and nobody needs to be revived, so we'll take Rocket out. I don't imagine anybody playing this game wouldn't know. Sin, there's no point to it till now. Now I have a team that I can do something with. But Sin's yelling at me, play all five, damn it. Well, I will now. But Minerva, you see Minerva on a team, you have to take her out first. Period. And did that World Warrior milestone come back up? I didn't remember. Now, I did when we were doing something else as a collective. I was absolutely just dead running arenas. I don't remember what it was for. But I define is now in my mentality to play all five arena battles, especially now that I'm going to go build this team. And I did take out that team for those following on the podcast. I just took out the Mengar team, put 50 points up on the board for us, and opened up the armory and engineering. I will be back for more war later after I get off the show. But now it's time to go build this stupid, awesome arena team. Oh, I love this. All right, let's see. All right, let's see. Go. Let's pick your top one and take all yous out. That's a great meta. Okay. Now, does it matter what order? I imagine Ultron goes right in the middle, right? But other than that, does it matter what order they go in? Now, I don't expect to get up in the very top numbers right now because my Ultron is still, he's going to need some love and care, which he will be getting over the next couple of weeks. So we're on Ultron watch. As every week, I'll give you an update on how I've, damn it, I scroll past him. He's in the 19s. There he is. But how much I've updated him in this. And yeah, I did not realize the World Warrior one had come back up. Sorry, Sin. My bad. Because you're right. You was right. The last time World Warrior came around, I did play it through. Okay, so I need mags, Jugs, Vision, and Phoenix. Okay, and I asked a question to see. Jugs on, oh yeah, Jugs and then Phoenix. Yeah. Makes sense. All right, so I wasted too much time scrolling. That's the hard part. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to Blitz where I have more time to set my team. I'm going to set the team, then I'm going to go to the arena and use the team. That'll probably be the easiest thing to do. Okay. So Ultron's in the middle. Yeah, because there's no timer in Blitz. That's the thing. I get why there's a timer because somebody else can fight the person, blah, blah, blah. But it's a pain in the ass. And I forget, you really should be in Blitz because there's no timer. So you can scroll as much as you need. Phoenix. There's Magneto. You can go on one side. And then I want to find Phoenix right now. Where you are, lovely. There's Black Widow. There you are, my love. All right, and then next to Magneto, we'll go Vision. I don't remember what level my Vision is. Man, there he is. We need some quality of life for building teams. We just do. We need those changes. And then Jugs, he's on my primo. There he is, right there. All right. All right, so good. Save that team, because I almost didn't. And away we go to arena. I'm very excited to play arena tonight now. Okay, so the team it looks like I'm going up against is Dark Phoenix, Vision, somebody else, Colossus. I hate Colossus. I don't hate him anyway. He's a really good protector. He is good at protecting. All right, here we go. All right, Sin. See ya. Man, thanks for the advice and the input and everything else. All right, let's go kick some brass. So excited. Okay. Magneto, the blind. Dark Phoenix, the hide. And then, yeah, she's right next. I should be able to do this one. And got the ability block on Ultron. Perfect. And then I'm going to summon. And then here comes the health. Oh, and I've locked out Phoenix, too. Well, I'm about to kill her, so it won't matter. They're Phoenix. Special on you first, not blind first. So I should use Magneto's second attack first, is what you're saying? I missed that, I think. This Colossus is an asshole. Well, I lost Ultron already. Okay. I'm learning. All right, we're going to let that go off. Man, they whooped my ass. But also, there's a power differential in that team that I really have to balance out, right? Then he doesn't get stealthed by Phoenix. Okay. Oh, because it's disrupt. Because you disrupt him with that one, then he can't be hidden. I gotcha. Then your ability. Yeah, man, I'm on it. It makes sense now. My bad, yo. But as of the end of this recording tonight, here on twitch.tv/FTHBeyond, I am at 897 is my rank in Arena. And my Ultron, yeah, I know. I absolutely want to save the Phoenix to last. Yeah. I'm down with that. My Ultron is at 19,000. What is he? I guess he's villain. That's the easiest way to look him up. Is under villain. There's that. And so, yeah, Ultron, as it stands, my Ultron watch. Ultron watch. Level 63. He's at 19,900 on his power. Tier gear 6, which is honestly embarrassing. I'm a dumbass and used up my blue mats without realizing it. And 6664. On the powers. So by next Thursday, I promise you he'll be at probably level 70, and I'm hoping gear tier 9 or 10. Once I get past this last blue mat that I need, I think I have some decent purple saved up. We will see. So, man, you know what? I love this. Usually, right, Twitch streamers, everybody's out there to get advice from the Twitch streamer and see how they play and go, oh, I didn't think of that. It's the reverse here. I'm playing, and all the chat room is telling me how to play better. I dig it. I am so down with getting the help. It's not even funny. It's a reverse stream. You guys get to watch me play and see that what you do matters because it's actually improving my game. So I definitely appreciate you all for all of that. You find Kurt hopefully back Monday night, right? That's what we all hope is that Kurt will be back from his sickness streaming Monday night. He's got story time with Kurt on the VO by Kurt channel on Twitch, VO by Kurt. And then you've got his FTH Beyond run, a three-hour run of Marvel Strike Force. Trying to see none of these. Yeah, none of these purple orbs will help. You know what? I'm going to save them. I'm going to open them up as I need them. You know what? Somebody help me out. Which of these, any of these purple orbs that I can open, which one should I focus on for Ultron? Because not bio, obviously, not mutant. Not skill, I don't think. Definitely not mystic. Maybe skill, but I don't think so. I think he's just tech villain. So maybe the catalyst, the purple catalyst to focus on there to open for him. Anyway, voiceover, VO by Kurt. Then on FTH Beyond here on Mondays, Kurt does 2 or 3 hours of Marvel Strike Force, and you can check him out there. And, of course, back next week with us. Yeah, thanks, Pants. You can find more of me on Pokemon Go Podcast on twitch.tv, and the podcast, of course, is out there. And then Monday nights, Two Drunks and Demon Slaying is what Phil and I do. We've swapped over to Diablo 3. So if you're like, yeah, I'm not really a Borderlands man, that's fine. You don't have to be a Borderlands man anymore. We're not playing Borderlands 3. We're playing Diablo 3. So we're having a blast doing that. So come out and watch us slay some demons. That game is so much. I've never played it. I have never played Diablo games ever. Now, I've played some role-playing games before, so I'm familiar with the genre. I'm familiar with how it works, but I've never played the actual Diablo series at all. So watch me be the noob and have fun. And Phil has played it on every machine he's ever owned, and he loves that game. So you're going to have the expertise and the love of the game. And it really is just about us drinking, hanging out, and playing a game that's really, really enjoyable. So you can check that out on GSTU Media on Twitch. That is not a podcast. That is straight up just a Twitch stream that you can check out. And Breaking the Panel is now live. That is my favorite show to do with Phil Keating, Paul Klotz, and Chris Wisdom. We're doing it live on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. where we just talk about fandom, the business of fandom, what we love, you know, all the cool stuff coming out, like the New Mutants trailer that dropped. We talked about Lock and Key trailer this week, and Phil's read all the graphic novels, so he really gave us some insights on that. Just a great, fun time. So, absolutely, come out, check out GSTU Media on Twitch and be awesome. If you want to follow me more, Rock Got a Podcasting across all social media. I'm becoming really active on Instagram, so you can see what goes on in my life and my day and the cool stuff that I get to do. And, you know, like today I posted some work that I did for the school and you know, how I made some achievements today. Meh, you're right. You know what? You watch me for the games, you watch me for entertainment. You're like, well, that's whatever, sure. But I'm telling you, if you just want the excitement, stay tuned. Con season is about to happen. Tony P and I have about six or seven cons lined up right now. And when I say cons, I don't mean we just go into 10. I don't mean we just go and do our game show, which we do there live in front of a big audience and have fun with that. We are moderators at cons. So you're going to be getting the snapshots of me with the celebrities and talking with them and doing little quick videos and stuff with the celebrities at the cons. So maybe you'll see some of your favorite people that you're fans of. And that's what it's all about, fandom, man. It's so much awesome. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for watching me tonight. Definitely helping out with the arena team, Pants and Sin. And you know, I hate calling out people. Murphy, there you go. I knew there's a Murphy 3. Thanks for coming out and hanging out. In the background here, Magoxa, thanks for watching. Windodo, might be a bot, I don't know. Marty K. Glory. Marty K. Glory. And, of course, Apostolic Pants. Apostolic. Dang it, Apostolic. Why did I add so much? Apostolic. There's no other S or T in there. Or O. It's not Apostolic. It's Apostolic, you dumbass. Say it right. And Nicole991, the wonderful and glorious moderator across the channels. Thank you all. Go out and play the game that you love and find the love within the game, man. It's been fun. We'll catch you next week.